Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
I like to share with you the particular pertinent issue that is being dealt with in the cosmos right now. The Infinite has said that part of why Alzheimer's occurs is that people that live very unhappy lives filled with hardship look back and find that the time when they were being taken care of as a baby was the happiest time of their life. Knowing instinctively that life is about happiness, they wish to return to that childhood in which they must be taken care of. The return to what we think of as the good old days is in fact mirrored by sticky fluids. It can be said that many, many people have sticky blood cells. The blood cells cluster together, making oxygenation of the cells difficult and causing multiple diseases as the body is starved of its oxygen that does not get through to the energy-producing organelle that is in the nucleus of the cell. The sticky fluids. Sticky fluids pertain to our thinking that what has gone before is better than that which is to come. My brothers and sisters, we have had the smallest fraction of the potential of humankind lived out in the past. We can judge roughly how much it is. It's around 10%, because we are only able to see 10% of the world in which we live in and its environment. The 90% is for us hidden planets, hidden realms, hidden kingdoms. We are only using 10% of the potential. This is due to change. And so every opportunity has been provided in changing the cosmos itself for man to follow suit as the microcosm of the macrocosm. But have we done so? Not like we should. Because we believe that what we achieved yesterday is the best that can be achieved, our greatest work, our highest glory. Not so. We have only done what we have achieved with 10% of all that we can achieve. And how do we achieve more? By letting go of our attachment to what happiness was, to what success was, to what the glory days was. Standards of excellence must be let go of. We cannot produce true excellence functioning on only part of the potential. Potential casts shadows when it is unaccessed, my brothers and sisters. We keep having shadow beings come up. They are faint. They are hardly at all able to affect our life at this point. Nevertheless, they keep coming to the foreground, because by thinking yesterday's work was our best work, or our best joy, or our best relationship, we are not fully accessing potential, and it is casting shadows. We are asked as the major light workers on the planet to create a very deep intent and conviction that from this moment on, we will live like a child. We will jump in with both feet when we are asked to do something, not thinking of limitations of time and capabilities and education. If you have never done art, do it. Who knows what will come? Just have no expectations that there is a learning curve. It will be there instantly. It is our duty as the pivot point of humanity, and then humanity's as the pivot point of the cosmos, and our great privilege to overcome this particular issue that has held us in bondage to partial use of potential as it flows through us like the ever-expressing stream of cosmic life, causing shadow beings, shadows, and opposition as a method of learning, because this is part and parcel of only using part of what we're capable of. Live like a child, from the heart.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jan. I want to welcome our listeners to our show tonight, and I also want to welcome Sergey and Jill. She may be there by now. Yeah. Hi. Hi.
Jill's here too.
Make it back. Okay, great. And I want to welcome Jeannie, who's joining us tonight also.
Hello.
Hi, Jeannie. I want to tell you that I just received this transmission this afternoon from Amin. She just made it today, and I had no idea what was on there, so I listened to it prior to the show, and now hearing it again, I have to say that our guests are certainly living from their heart, living in the fluidity and innocence of their childlike hearts and the beauty of their hearts, because they're on this show with me. They just jumped in and said yes when I asked them. So I want to thank them especially for doing that. Jill and Sergey are leaving tomorrow to go home to Russia. So I would like to have them tell us a little bit about that in just a minute. And Jeannie, I know this is perfect for her to be on the show also, because we're going to talk about Bhavaspata, and coincidentally, synchronistically, there's a lot of new products that, I wouldn't even call them products, they're gifts actually, from Almin to help all of the people who do Bhavaspata to be able to grow their business, to expand their business, lots of tips and just all kinds of things to help us grow in that way, which certainly does benefit the cosmos, as she was speaking of. So I think I'll start out with, I just want to mention, this is a really another great synchronicity. Last night I sent out an email to people who are on the Bhavaspata site, which is www.bhavaspata.org. There's a directory on there, so I sent out, I have to admit, a belated message saying, you know, if you would like to renew your membership and be registered on this site, you know, to please pay your dues, and I sent out some announcements. Well, one of the announcements was that there's a new place we can all go to speak to each other, to share ideas, to ask questions, and it's called a Bhavaspata Masters Virtual Lounge, for lack of a better name. I think that's a pretty good name. You can hang out etherically there with your friends. This is on www.bhavaspata.com. So I got on there last night, and I was the first person on there. Well, now there's 11 people on there already, and Jeannie's one of them, so we'll have to get Sergey and Jill on there too. So that was a real nice surprise to see that a lot of people have already gotten on there and joined up. So welcome, Sergey and Jill, and why don't you tell us a little bit about a recent, I know you just got initiated into Bhavaspata by Jeannie and also Denisa. Can you share with us how that was for you?
Yeah, for me it was really beyond my very best expectations. I heard about the Bhavaspata before when I got introduced to Almin's work, but I just asked a question, is this a time for me to be initiated? And it was always like, no time yet. And this time, actually, it is very interesting. Jill and I came to America. It was really unexpectedly. We didn't plan this trip to the States this year. Jill has to renew her visa, and we usually go to Ukraine. It is a neighboring country. She has to be outside the country to do this. But the circumstances worked such a way that we got to the States, and we got to Almin's workshop in Sedona. And when I was sitting in the workshop, I was still thinking, is this a time? Is this a time? And it was like a confirmation, like you, Jen, wrote to me that now this is the time. you have to do it. And I realized it is really infinite will. I just did want to make decision for myself. I waited for confirmation from the infinite, and it came.
Yes.
And it was really when our human expectations and divine surprises began. When I went through level one and level two, actually both Jill and myself, we had several out-of-body experiences during the process. Jill in her spirit body danced across the room out of joy of what was happening. I found myself...
Really?
Before the entrance of some kind of a temple, and saw some people inside meditating in silence, kind of, I entered and joined them. I couldn't identify what kind of temple was it and what kind of people they were, but
uh-huh.
It was great. It was wonderful. It was like heaven and earth, you know. Next to initiation, both Jill and I were more present in our bodies, but at the same time, you know what I have to tell? I experienced myself both in a body and like somewhere else, like being, like Almin says, as vast as the cosmos. And for me, you know, that I'm a Christian minister. So some people ask me, how can you combine following Almin and being a Christian and being a pastor, you know? But I really don't see any contradiction between the teaching of Almin and teaching of Jesus the Christ when he declared, I and God, or in infinite, are one. But some people just receive it as a belief system, as a doctrine. But to have it as an experience is totally different thing. And Almin is a unique spiritual teacher which can really bring us through all of those experiences, through Belvaspata, through the workshops, to the real experience of being one with the infinite, when it's not only a doctrine, a theory in your head, but it becomes your life, it becomes your experience, it is freedom, indescribable. It's difficult to find words, especially in English. Sorry, my English is still feeble.
You're doing a pretty darn good job, let me say.
Thank you so much.
And
with your permission, I'd like to mention, some people ask me, how will you be able to introduce Belvaspata to the Christian community?
Yes, I would love for you to talk about that. Yeah.
And actually, it's very easy, because every Christian believes in the Bible, and Bible teach about angels. And Belvaspata is a healing modality which was a gift from angels. It was brought from angelic realm, you know, so there's no contradictions. And,
You've got it all planned out. Good job.
What I found out for myself as a Christian pastor, you know, doing a lot of counseling with people, signing a couple of sigils can save millions of hours of pastoral counseling. Sometimes we try to talk to people how they have to live, how they have to behave, and so on.
Yes.
But it really needs experience, to experience the power, the light, the frequency, which can change the heart. It can change the mind, which can transform a person. So I really thank the infinite for Belvaspata. It's a really gift, and I'm so happy that the infinite said it was time. And both Jill and I are now initiated on a great grand mastery level. And we are so excited to bring it to Russia day after tomorrow. We are flying back, and we expect to initiate many, many people in Russia, and to spread it, you know, like a fire. You know this.
It's yes, it's so
healing
beautiful.
Light, healing light of angels. Such a gift for our Russia, beloved country. You know, tortured by wars, revolutions, and history of persecution for any kind of spirituality for many, many decades. And now the infinite said, this is the time. So I am so excited. This is really just beautiful.
I can just hear it in your voice so much, and I feel the same. I was so connected in my heart when you were all doing this, because I feel the power of this, you know, joining of our hands and our hearts. across the world, you know, this family, this gathering of the family of light workers. And it is such an important part of Amin's teachings, this community that we build that's without borders or walls. It's totally inclusive. All you have to do is, as she says, you know, be like a child and let go of these standards of the past or your belief systems, your conditioning, and just allow yourself to open your heart to these, to this information. And it's effortless. It's this effortless knowing. I just, I hope you keep in touch with us so we can hear all about, you can get on the valvaspita.com and, you know, keep in touch with us and let
Absolutely.
Us know how things are going once you return. I want to ask Jill also how she felt about her experience. Do you have anything you want to add, Jill?
Yeah, we sort of all felt beforehand that there was going to be something really significant, but, you know, we didn't know what it was going to be or what to expect. And while the initiation was going on, as Sergei said, during the first two initiations, we just completely checked out, and I was kind of dancing all over the house and wondering if Gina could see me, only I kind of figured that she couldn't see me. Anyway,
we'll get her input on that.
And then the third initiation for me was actually, there was a lot of discomfort in my upper back and shoulders, neck area. And so after that, we took a little break so, you know, Jeannie could work on my shoulders a little bit and I could move around and sort of loosen things up. And then the fourth one was just sort of just there. That night, actually it was the next day when we came home. Apparently while this initiation was going on, there's a strike on Lufthansa, and we were supposed to fly back to Russia on a Lufthansa flight, and it was canceled. And we missed the emails that they sent us about this because we were at the initiation. And so then we started having to try and figure out, you know, how we were going to get back to Russia and calling. And finally we were able to get a hold of them, and they rescheduled us for a flight that was about 12 hours later. And what's really interesting is when Jeannie wrote up our certificate for Belvaspita, somehow she confused the dates. And instead of putting the 19th, which it was, she put the 26th of February, which is the day we fly into Russia. And so it's like something shifted when we did the initiation and we couldn't fly back the way we were supposed to. Like something totally had to change. And so now, as it turns out, we're flying into Russia, not the 25th, but the 26th. Which is a date that's on our certificate.
That's really beautiful. I know Jeannie shared with me that she felt, let's get Jeannie in here too. Jeannie just felt like something huge shifted, you know, during your initiations. Jeannie, what do you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, and kind of going with what Almin was saying earlier in the show before it started, you know, I was thinking about, you know, when you do initiations or you do Belvaspita, you like to really, I call it kind of surrender, to go into that silence and to allow yourself to really have whatever's going to come forth, come forth. And so I was in meditation, just sitting in silence and on the couch in about a half an hour before they came, and just this amazing, I mean, everything just altered. And I'm not generally a seer per se, you know, it's something, you know, we can all do a lot of things, but it's just something that hadn't really revealed itself to me. But I was totally open to the experience, whatever was going to happen. I just really had felt something alchemical with everyone. And so I was being with this, you know, just intense feeling. And then all of a sudden I was getting this pressure like on my facial bones, from my forehead down through my nose, and specifically the sphenoid bone that's behind, you know, in your head. And all of a sudden I could feel, you know, something shift in there, and then I was totally, my body just disappeared. I couldn't even find it. And then I see this planet. Well, what occurred to me, it looked like a planet. And then this, like, explosion that came out of the right side of it, and I was like, huh, that's interesting. And, you know, I was just being and allowing, and then, you know, eventually kind of came back into my body, and I still feel that something shifted in my facial bones, and I don't know, like, the connection with all that, And I felt, and prior, you know, Denisa was supposed to be there, and Lucas had gotten sick. He was had the flu and was, so I felt like there's this releasing going on. And and then, you know, we're looking at animal archetypes, and on, this was around Tuesday, so they came on Friday, and around between Tuesday and Wednesday, I came home from work, and my, one of my dogs, Samu, he couldn't walk on his right front paw. So then I was like, huh, there's, you know, Lucas is getting sick, flu-like symptoms, all this releasing, you know, Samu's not walking, you know, something big is going to happen. I don't know what it is, but what I got present to is, you know, sometimes, especially if you're used to, like, doing Reiki and stuff, you know, it's kind of like it's me and it's you and we do our thing, and I got at it just such a big level that it's so much beyond what I really think I know what's going, you know. Like, I let go that I even know what's going on. You know, we're individuals, you know, we come together. I think, the alchemy of us all interconnected. Well, then I'm there, still in meditation, and I see Almin, and I see you, and I see Denisa, and I see Simon. And then, of course, you know, Jill and Sergey. And I'm like, wow, something really is going on. And kind of jumping into the, during the initiation, it was the mastery level, I saw this image, and it was the most exquisite thing. And it was watching all of you that I just mentioned. You would be kind of like orb looking, you know, and you would line up as if you're going to go into the ocean, like you're an orb, you're in, kind of individual, and then you go into the ocean, and it's this beautiful blue, you know, kind of, you can see the waves, and you're going in, and you're blending together, and then you're going around like a figure eight, and then when you come, and but so like now you're in oneness, and then you come back out the other side, and like you spring out, and you're kind of your own facet, so to speak, and then you come rejoin together, and then you go back in. And it just reminded me of how we're all the one, and then we kind of have our own way that we express it. And, you know, and on the forum, we've been kind of expressing different things on the classes of, you know, it's okay to be who we are. And why can't we, you know, express and be this way or that way, you know, and really let go of that social conditioning? How do we be childlike? How do we totally let go so that whatever wants to happen can really come forth? And so, you know, that the image I had before they came was powerful. Then, you know, during when I'm doing their master, you know, sessions, initiations, I was like, I mean, how do you even convey what's going to happen? You have no idea. You know, you're there, you're showing up, doing the infinite work, just like you had us be on tonight, and it's like, wow. You know, you couldn't have created it any more beautiful or perfect.
Yes.
You couldn't even come close. And so I just, you know, I feel so honored to be a part of that. But what comes through, I mean, it's just totally amazing. And to have, you know, when you experience that, then, you know, you understand it at another level. So, you know, part of the willingness to, you know, just partake in it, just to see, you know, what can happen is, like Sergey said, you know, all, and also trusting, you know, is it time? Is it time for me to do this?
Yeah, so. hearing your heart. And it's more than hearing your heart, but it's almost like in your whole being, you'll resonate, you know, with your guidance. And in that vein, when you're talking about the beauty of this oneness and yet our uniqueness, that, I mean, if you picture holding on to something tightly, how can you receive anything? You know, you're totally not open to receive. You're just holding on to what you already have. So if you can let go, then, you know, as you're saying, who knows what can come through. This global community that we have, this light family that we have, I mean, who would know we would have these friends across the world? It's such a beautiful gift. And Almin just never ceases to amaze me with the information that she just so clearly brings through. And our Belvas Bata, which she brought in 2006, works with light and frequency. So just as Sergey was saying, you don't have to understand with your mind. It just, by virtue of the attraction of the opposites of light and frequency, it goes where it's most needed to balance, where it's most needed to bring its qualities. So like previous modalities, you would have to have permission from the person to work on them or to send. You know, it's a linear type of modality. This is not linear at all. So even in the essence of how it works, it's nonlinear. It's open. It's inclusive. So it just goes where it's needed. We don't have to ask permission because we're not sending anything. We are not imposing our will on anybody. We are just, you know, opening and allowing it to flow through us, and then it just goes where it's most needed. So the whole thing is just so beautiful. I wanted to ask either of you if, any of the three of you, actually, do any of you have any particular questions about Balbaspata that we could discuss tonight? Because I do have a few from some students, if nobody has any, that I'd like to bring up, that I thought I'd open the discussion up to you.
I think questions will emerge when we will start applying it more often. Now, from the books, from what we know, everything looks like clear.
Okay, so, good.
But it's normally like this. When you start applying, you start working with something, there appear some questions, some new creative ways and ideas of how to do things. So,
I would say the opposite, that nothing is clear. I don't even know what the questions are. And, I mean, to me, it's
this
like...
This is why they're married to each other.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And to
it
me, like, I can't even...
balance.
I can't even imagine, like, how we're going to actually, like, use this in our lives and whatever, but that's part of the not having expectations. Like, if I could imagine how it was going to work, like, then it would be me doing it, not the infinite. And so that's part of the process, is just getting rid of all of this me trying to control and figure out how things are going to work and just be able to release and just be spontaneous and just trust that when it's time, we'll know what it is that we need to know.
Yeah. Well, and you know, too, I like there's some sort of analogy that I've read before where it's like you're in a sailboat and you know you're loosely heading for some area, you know, some landmass, but you're not exactly sure, you know, how you're going to get there. The wind's got a part in it. The water's got a part in it. You know, there's many other factors, but you're sort of loosely heading somewhere. So you can, we could mention a couple tools people can use. There's the Balbaspata Initiation Starter Kit 1, which is just sort of a small manual. It's $9.95. It's, I mention that because I know it's an issue, you know, for people to be spending money at times when, you know, they feel like they might not have so much to spend. But it's a pretty small, price for a book that's packed with information, and it's just got the basics and beyond, actually, of how to do initiations and how to do a healing session with someone. It just very basically explains, you know, like what a sigil is, how you use it, what's the difference between a healing session and an initiation. So it kind of is a good starting point. There's also on the balbaspata.org site, there's a free download, which is from Life of Miracles, and also on Almin's main site, the www.spiritualjourneys.com site, there's a link on there for Balbaspata, if you just want to access the site from there, or there's also a link for a healing.com website, and if you get on there, that free download is also there. So even if you feel like you cannot buy the book right now, that's not really a requirement, you can get the information right there. It's got most of the basic information, not everything that's in that book, but enough to get you started. So I want to point that out. Also, as far as building a business or building a practice or how you're going to use Balbaspata, which you mentioned, if you get on the Balbaspata site, there's a link for Business Prosperity Plan, and that is one of the gifts from Almin. It's a free download, and it takes you to the SearsWisdom.com site, and it's on there right now as an audio, so you can download it for free, and she just speaks about all the different ways that you can use the tools that she's provided, and that you can use alchemy, you can use the alchemical sound healing, you can use the yoga, the Arashtapa yoga. So lots of ways you can be well-rounded, and, you know, you're not trying to possibly promote any one thing even, but you have sort of a tool belt of lots of different things that might be helpful to people who would come to you. There's also going to be very soon the daily maintenance program for Adolf Hospital Healings, which is going to be a free download also. That sounded Italian. It's going to be, it is also a free download. It will be available very soon, and probably within the next few days, and that will be on that same site, that SearsWisdom.com site, but I'm sure we'll have a link from the Bhavaspatas site like we already do now for the Business Prosperity Plan. That is the plan that people have been waiting for a long time, where you can continue to do healing on people for 6 months after they first see you. So you can add their name to a list, and it explains in there how to do everything, but it's a way you can continue to provide support for people. So really what they need to do is gain the insight of why they have, you know, what's going on with them, why they may have a seeming disease or an illness or some sort of anything going on that's keeping them from being in balance. So those are two things that you can use. I wanted to, at this time, let's play another transmission. We will play Andromeda Arugula, one of Almin's sound elixirs. We'll ask Seth to play that for us, please. For that beautiful sound elixir. Apparently our sound elixir was playing a little bit while we were still chatting, so I'm not sure what all got heard while that was going on. We could not hear the sound elixir playing for the first part of it. But I'm going to go on and ask Jeannie if she has any questions that she'd like to ask that we could discuss about Bellas Bata.
Well, one thing I've noticed for myself, as I've, you know, I haven't done as much Bellas Bata as you, obviously, so I'm kind of in the middle there. And I've really noticed that as I do Bellas Bata, you know, obviously as I do the coursework and things too, that I'm noticing I'm gaining more clarity. Like sometimes people will, I notice, will ask a question. And, you know, we're so used to that, just that social conditioning, you know, let me ask, and then you tell me, and then I do that. And I'm really learning, you know, to have people, you know, kind of feel into the answer. And it's kind of what Almeen's kind of teaching us to do as well is, you know, some are, you know, are obvious answers that we learn and we do as part of protocol for Bellas Bata, but there's other things that, you know, might be appropriate for me if I feel, you know, like if I'm not sure what sigil to use, you know, I go through, you know, the book, and I'm just noticing that I'm gaining more clarity and I'm getting better at kind of honing it in and knowing this is it. Where kind of when I started, I was a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit all over the place until I kind of got comfortable with it. Or, you know, like with initiations, you know, I might be looking at I have a little laminated piece, and so I really want to learn, like, the angel names. And so I'm listening to Almeen, because I had gotten the starter kit, and I would try to listen to them, and then I'd, you know, do my best to say them. And the more I say them, the more I listen, the more it just kind of comes out more naturally. And I noticed, you know, if you're doing the initiation and you have the angel name over to the left and you have their sigil over to the right, you know, you're trying to say it correctly, so you're looking at it and then, you know, looking over at the sigil name and how that seemed harder, and then it just got, you know, starts to get easier.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, part of it I just wanted to say is as we do it, you know, you start that letting go. It's kind of what Jill was talking about. It's what Almeen's been talking about. It's like be childlike and just trust, because as we let go, I'm noticing that the answers are right there. You know, not always. I'm still working on that. But the more I can do it, the more I'm surprised by, wow, it's right there. Or it's just the clarity pops for me, et cetera. So having said that, I did try to think of some questions either that I have or have had, or maybe that others have. But, like, I know when you some of the things I love are clearing the 13 joints, and what's going to be new for me and that I want to start doing is the flakes of purity. So I just wanted to kind of say that when you do those, and that's kind of validating with you, Jan, is that you always want to start those sessions as well with the first three, you know, with the receptivity, you know, that you do before every Bellas Bata session. So, you know, like what I did is I just re-put those. If I have my 13 joints, I put that in there, and then the closing sigils as well, so I don't forget. Now I haven't worked with the flakes of purity. So a question I have is, do the flakes, I mean, I would assume you would do it the same. You would, let's say you were going to add a flake of purity. You would, you know, hold, you know, you would be in the expanded place, and you would have the intention of what that flake was. And then I know the sigils, like I'm in the book, The Way of the Toltec Nahual, which is where the flakes of purity are, and then the sigils are on the back. So I was going to, like, print out the sigils and put them with the flake of purity. But I was wondering if the actual flake itself had a significance, or like a placement, like if we felt guided to put it on part of the body, is that what a use of it would be? Or would it be more just holding the flake and having an intention with it? Is that
you're asking an excellent question, and I have to just admit totally that I don't know. And you know what I do with it? I'll tell you what I do with it. I was actually at a pod when these started coming through, and just to speak about them a little bit, they're in the book Way of Toltec Nahual, as Jeannie said, but they're precepts that originally Almeen worked with Toltec teachings, and she has retained some of that, and you know, the way we have moved forward with just sort of our effortless knowing and our just fluidity of of not having expectations or not holding too tightly onto any previous paradigms. But some of these have changed, and just a very few things came forward. So what these are, for instance, I'm reading number one, and this previous Toltec precept was, there's nothing to learn and everything to know. All is available now. Underneath the flake of purity, which is a beautiful drawing, Eva made these drawings, the replacement for this precept is, a warrior lives frugally, learning from everything, wasting. Oh, I'm sorry, it replaces. I'm doing it backwards. The one on the top is the one that's replaced. So let me start over again. The previous precept was, a warrior lives frugally, learning from everything, wasting no energy. That was a Toltec precept. So it was kind of like you never tried to be shocked because you lose energy. You just always stay sort of, you know, ready for battle at any time, and then you can be prepared for the worst. And if you don't get the worst, you know, you get the best, you're prepared. So you're ready for anything. But the new precept is, there's nothing to learn and everything to know. Everything's available now. So the way I use these is just to send it through, almost like one of the pairs of emotions would be, or one of the rays of light. It's almost like you're taking the essence of this and just allowing it to move through you to be available for the person, or, you know, however you'd want to make it available to that person, whether you'd want to set it on a particular joint or a part of their body. That's how I would use it. Now, I don't even know, I would have to say, this is one of the bodies of work that I have not worked with very directly, and I love to just admit that I don't know, you know, the answer to the question.
And
that's the way we can all be, you know, we're in cooperation, and there's somebody who has worked with this and knows the answer better than I do, or perhaps they would, you know, say the same thing that possibly I have said. But we can be on the forum and share that information, you know, on that Babas Patel forum. Go ahead. What were you going to add?
Oh, well, I was going to say that exact same thing, is that what's exciting about the babaspatel.com is, you know, and what I'm learning as well is to really, you know, Almeen says we know nothing. And as things shift, something might shift that happened in pod that someone learned that I might not know. Well, like as an example, I can't think of an example, but let's say something shifted and I didn't know and I'm going along doing my Bhavasvata.
Yeah.
What I'm really getting is I need to stay plugged in, and I need to stay in my humility that it's okay to not know. Like, I want to incorporate the Toltec healing, you know, with all the different, with the muscles and
joints,
all those things,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't done that yet. Right. So, you know, I have an idea of it, but to actually study it, and listening to, on Tara when she was talking about studying of Isis and how there's the layers and there's so much. It's like, and there's so many different things and there's so much to know. And like you were saying, Jan, that, you know, there isn't competition. It's like, wow, we have each other to be able to ask and to be able to admit, hey, I don't know. I haven't worked with that one so much, but I've worked with this one, you know, and I wonder who has honed in on that one. Because I think, you know, in a way it's kind of like Sergey was saying, hey, you know, I got called to do it now. And, you know, who knows, you know, what's all going to show up in that way, and to be able, and I really encourage people to, and myself included, to really put ourselves out there and ask the questions and be involved and, you know, no questions bad, and to really able to say, hey, I want to take that on, and let me share what I have, and then someone else might share that they receive something different, or it shifts. And I think as we've all learned that things keep changing, and to be available to that. And I hadn't used
Go ahead.
The flakes of purity, and I was just curious if you had, because it looks like something I'd like to incorporate as well. And anyway, it was just a little unclear, and I totally get what you're saying and can understand and appreciate all of that. So we'll see how it goes moving forward.
Yeah, well, and they can be used as a meditative tool. I mean, that was more how I was used to working with them, where it's a previous precept. That's kind of redundant. It's a precept that we may have, you know, used before as our guidance system.
Right.
But now we see, you know, that it's changed. So by looking at the flake of purity drawing, that contains so much information. And then by reading what it used to be and what it is now, it's like you get, I mean, there's a world in each one of these. It's like what you're saying about these levels of information. And the more we work with it, the more it comes online and the more things can come in, just like the astrology of Isis, just like the Arashtattva Yoga. Amin has already said, we were talking about this on a radio show Saturday, there's another body of yoga, and she told me there's an infinite amount when she first brought in Arashtattva. She said there's so many levels, and if people are using it and working with it, it just, more just keeps coming in. It's just mm-hmm. like you've opened the reservoir to allow it to flow. So that's beautiful. There's already another body coming in, and that's to do with the brain and clearing the residue in the brain and some of the blockages there to, you know, do open these gates of abundance, like the 144 gates of abundance that it works with. So it's beautiful. I found a great thing out today. Someone asked me, so if there's still a 3-month wait, or is there a 6-month wait still between level 2 and mastery level of Dalvaspatan? I said, yes, it's on page 8 of the Dalvaspatan book,
right.
The Initiation and Healing Manual. So I, you know, contacted, you know, Source there, Almeen, and asked her to tell me about that. And she said, because this person had said, I heard it on a radio show. Well, sometimes I don't get to hear the radio shows or some of other things that go on due to the fact that I'm working. So I'm, you know, I make an extra effort, just like everybody does, to hear those because I love to hear them. So that one I missed. So she says, yes, that's true, just because the way the frequencies have raised so much, now level 1 and 2 are for all effects combined, so to speak, and mastery and grandmastery are combined, so to speak. So you can do them, which you already have been able to do. You can do 1 and 2 together, and you can do mastery and grandmastery together with only a 3-month wait in between. And she said it might take you maybe 2 days to do the preparation work because you can do, you know, both levels together, but then it's just really like it's all... It's almost like it's going to be one level here pretty soon because things have stepped up so much. But basically, the bottom of the line is there's only a 3-month wait now between the two levels of initiation. So I was like, okay, I guess I forgot that maybe, or you told me I forgot it, or I didn't hear it. But I remember thinking also, I think I do remember us having this conversation, but I thought at the time, what am I going to do about this? Because I didn't really know where to post it, or, you know, all the books have different information. So again, this Dalvaspatan.com site is a beautiful place. I'll be putting it up there. And I'm thankful that somebody brought the question up to me so that we could get the answer, you know, for everyone and share it, just like we're saying. I wanted to ask Sergey, can you share with us a little bit, and Jill too, hop in there with your comments. I'm really excited. Sergey showed me when we were in class in Sedona, and Jeannie was there too, and Jill was there, that there's a beautiful website for a publisher in Russia, and Almeen's got her own little link on there. And there may be some listeners in our audience who speak Russian or who know people that do, and I'm wondering if you can share that website, Sergey, with us.
Okay, I'll probably ask Jill to share because she has better pronunciation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The website is www.veligor.ru. So I'll spell that. It's veligor.ru. So,
thank you. And yes. Remind me, how many books are on there now? 9?
I think it's 8 books, 5 books of Dalvaspatan. So all Dalvaspatan materials now in the process of translation into Russian.
Isn't it great? It's so great.
Absolutely. So it should be ready by summer.
And
awesome. Veligor Publishing House has a huge network of distribution all over Russia. It's 11 time zones, imagine, and former republics of the Soviet Union.
Wow.
And
wow.
I think they have representatives in Israel, in Europe, in Germany, because there are so many Russian-speaking people living in all those countries, in Canada, United States. Actually, Russian Almin's Twitter became really my love. I am doing translation for the Twitter, so I'm trying to have 2-3 tweets a day, and I receive amazing response. For right now, I have a Twitter website open, Almin's Wisdom Twitter in Russian. It is 1,628 followers.
That's great. That's so exciting. That
so,
is awesome.
I'm amazed. So many young people, teenagers from Moscow region, from Central Russian regions. I would like to share some of the feedback which they are sending back to Russian Almin's tweets. For example,
I like you,
one teenager from Moscow, he is writing, I knew you from long time ago. You are the truth.
Oh, he's saying that to Almin. That's, yes.
Yeah. And another girl from Central Russia writes, you always bring me back to myself. Another girl, actually, yesterday I found a feedback from a Russian girl from Los Angeles, California. You always help me, Almin.
It's so great. Well, you know what? I'm really excited too that coming to the beginning of March is our goal. We are going to start having international radio shows, and there's already some going on now. There's a Spanish show that some of Almin's students, Christina and Sandra and Anique, are doing. And that is every other week. I'm not exactly sure of the exact time, but the important thing is it's going to start being a weekly show in March. And we're creating a Spiritual Journeys radio show platform where we'll be building, you know, on our family of light workers to provide international shows. So Sergey and Jill are going to look into participating in that once they get back home and get settled in and, you know, get things where they'll have a little bit more free time to do that. So please, you know, listeners, stay tuned for that, and we'll be providing a lot more information about it. We'll also have a show that will be myself and Rahir and from the L, like we've been doing every Saturday. And then we also will have, hopefully in the near future, a French show. And then we're going to have a show with some of the students who are affiliated and working closely with the Institute of Applied Mysticism. So just keep clued in. If you're not on our mailing list, get on that so you can get our newsletters or our emails to our group list when they come out, so you'll be current with what we're up to with our radio show. So I just want to thank all of you for joining me tonight very much, and wish you the best trip back home, Sergey and Jill.
Thank you so much. Just keep in touch with us.
Please keep in touch with us. And Jeannie, thank you so much, Jeannie, for joining me tonight and for your questions and comments. And I'll be seeing you very soon at the Almin in Florida event. I'm really excited about that for the same reason of what we've been talking about all night. We can share information. There's going to be people teaching classes in Kanish Babaspata, the complete Toltec body healing system, the alchemical sound healing, basic Babaspata healing sessions and initiations, the Irasattva yoga, chronic disease, healing of chronic and systemic disease, and reproductive, restoration of the intuitive and reproductive system. So we're really excited. Look on www.alminandflorida.com, and that gives you all the information for that event. Almin is speaking on the 25th, and that will be a free lecture, and then the event is 26, 27, and 28. So if you're in that area where you can get there pretty easily, check that out. And thank you for joining us tonight, to all our listeners and to my beloved brothers and sisters. Thank you and good night to everyone.
Thanks.
Good night. Good night.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Almin. please join us again next week.